Start off with a story. Maisa Shoya Kacha is a true story. I know the story, but did he have Ovda? I was in a bungalow colony. I'm not sure if I was a cotton or a gadol at the time. Certainly I was very young. And somebody came to the bungalow colony with a box of tapes. The tape was called What a Wedding. It was one of like the first Lebedica music tapes that came out. And he asked me if I would be going, maybe with a friend also, I think we had a friend, if we'd be willing to go around to the bungalow colony, go around everyone and sell the tapes, $5 a tape. Rather, we were located in South Fallsburg, so there was about three other bungalow colonies around us. So he mentioned, I think I told him, you know, the other bungalow colony. He said, okay, fine, so if you want, you can go there. I said, I'm not committed, I'll see, you know, it was the first day. Pretty young. I said, let me see how it goes. I'll decide if I want to go weiter, I will go weiter. I don't, it's up to me to decide. Say, no problem. Fine, so he gives me the box of tapes. We go around the bungalow colony, it was a hit. The tapes went, mamish, they were flying. So my friend and I decided, if I say $5 a tape is too cheap, there I am. So the next bungalow colony we decided to go to, we said, look, he only needs $5 a tape, we'll sell it at $6 a tape. And the extra dollar will make another profit, the extra dollar. That was the maisa. Kacha, if anyone knows who this person was, I'm still trying to track him down. But this is the story. So Shara is like this. Who owns that $6? So the maisa, if you kipshuta, you learn the Gemara. Amana shemacha shava amana b'masayim. Hakala bala maisa belongs to the assignment. So l'chay, you would say automatically, it goes back to the balawas, to the mashalech. The only thing is he had two nukudis. Shava mana b'mazayim.
This was shava sheish, shava.
He held it with shava chamesh. I vice twice. He told me to sell for five.
Is it kitzvah?
I don't know. There's no price. It just came out. I don't know. He was the distributor, so I don't know. He's the one who can convey the price. He's the one who's selling the thing. There's no kitzvah. No kitzvah. Sorry? At the end of the day, did I sell entirely? I don't think so. I don't think so.
He also knew he can get six.
Sorry?
He also knew he can get six from a lot of people. Because I can sell five and sell everyone and get six and only sell half.
But I made up with him that I have a right not to sell tapes. I could sell one bungalow colony and stop right there. So after the first bungalow, I stopped. And then I decided I'm going to continue on six. So my cheshbon was like this. I had two cheshbonis. First cheshbon was, is he lehedja and lechari by Amona, it doesn't say that the assignment told her to sell it for 100 or 200 whatever. Sell the karka. She decided to sell it for 200. So then it's tried that the reva belongs to them. We'll have to understand why. But here the balabais himself told me to sell it for five. So he's only interested in five. So he's getting his five. After that, I'm selling it for six.
You're only interested in five because you can sell everything for five.
Again, I have the right not to... Okay, next cheshbon. I made even a tifu cheshbon. It's interesting. I was a kid, but you know, when it comes to zechalen, you make all these cheshbonis. I said a pashut cheshbon. He wants to sell it for five. So every time I'm selling it to a tape to some missus, I'm being coined the tape from him for five. Now it's my tape. Now I'm selling it to her for six. Because if I wanted to buy out his whole stock for five, he'll sell it to me gladly. So I bought his stock out. Whatever I could sell to someone else, I bought his stock out for five. And then I flipped it to someone else for six. I was a sarasa. So I should be entitled to the extra dollar.
If the guy backed out, then you would keep...
If it gets ruined in those 5 seconds from the time I picked up the tape and gave it to the lady, so maybe in El Hanav, that would be my loss.
If he backed out, you would keep it then.
Or if it backed out, then maybe I'd back out. Because the Gemara Baba says when you have Dom of Ketsuvim, you have a right to pick up and be koina, and then we could get into it. You might be able to be choizer before you pay. But my society, that would be the cheshbon. So kum tois, and by Amana, you don't have that cheshbon, because Amana can buy the kaka for herself. First, it's not Dom of Ketsuvim. The other issues, she's not allowed to buy the kaka for herself. Sorry? Good. No, not. If the first bungalow colony, I'm no longer a shliach. I'm a shliach if the first bungalow. No, not. He's willing to sell for five. Right. I'm right to sell for five. So I'm buying every tape from him for five and flipping it for six. That was the shaila.
You let yourself out.
So that's it. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm not selling him his tapes of five anymore. After the first Bungalow Colony, I'm buying up every... After the first Bungalow Colony, I'm buying every tape from five, the ones that I sell. The ones I don't sell, I'm not buying. But the ones I buy, I'm buying for five... I'm buying his tape. All right, Rabbi said. We have. As it is, I'm not going to be able to say everything I want to say. So let's try to go easy on this. Let's go back to Gemara. Let's understand what's going on here. The Gemara says like this: Kancha Nerevi Akolav Alamois. Gemara is that sign. It's talking about Pashas Bedovish Ain Like Kitzva. Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda holds that really Hakolu Shliach, and Rabbi Yosi holds no, that Hakolu Balamois. Why is Rabbi Yehuda hold Hakolu Shliach? Maduik and Rashi, because the Motzi Lameima Ana Avrechi. I was the one who was Maviach, so I have a right to be Maviach. Rabbi Yosi says, very nice, but still Hakolu Balamois. Still Hakolu Meshaleach. So what is the Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi? It's Kipshuta. Let's just go work this through because I think this very says stick to the Kipshuta. What's the Machlekes? So Weistois, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the mois of the Meshaleach, when it comes into a Mechira, is only Mechayev, it's Shavius. Means if I have a field of the Meshaleach, I have, let's say the God that the case was the Shliach Liknai, so I have a Dala of the Meshaleach. The Dala of the Meshaleach, when it goes into a Mekach, is Mechayev, a Dala worth of value. Anything above that Dala worth of value is a free fall. So I'm here first. I'm taking it myself. I took it. Meshaken Rabbi Yosi, I say so, that since it was in the Mekach, this dala bought this chevet's worth more than a dala zazayim, but this dala was the one that bought it. It's a tmura of this dala. So memela, the whole Mekach is shayich to that dala. It's mechayiv. That dala was mechayiv the entire Mekach, even Yosem Yishavyan. That's a chayik kipshut to the machlekes. That would work like Rashi. Comes on Taisis, and Taisis says, no. Taisis says that even Rabbi Yehuda is Maida, that if you buy something for more than its value, avada kolu mishaleh. That's not a makhlekes. The only makhlekes is where the seller tells the person, okay, this is for your dollar, and here's an extra one. Here's an extra something. Or here, really, this should be the shavius, but I'm going to give you more. So he's giving more. He's been giving him a tesefes, you have to know the metzias, of modern metzias, but he's giving him a tesefes, and then that tesefes is the makhlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. But if it would be just a regular plain sale, avada even Rabbi Yehuda would be made a kol balamois. So now that Rabbi Yehuda argues by tesefes, so what is gufa the makhlekes? So what is makhlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi? If it would be for the dollar, then avada would be a kol balamois. That's what even Rabbi Yehuda is made. So if Rabbi Yehuda holds that the tesefes is a shliach, Vaisaisi holds that this is, the deal was whatever we made up, and then when the seller said, I'm going to throw in something extra, that has nothing to do with the deal. That's something extra. I'm giving you more than the value of your money. I'm going to throw in something more than the value. So then what does Rabbi Yosi hold? So if it's, then it had nothing to do with the money, so why does Rabbi Yosi then hold like all about mois? It should be just like a davish yesh like it, so that Rabbi Yosi's moida, that should be chokin or whatever it is, or be side like the riff really belongs to shliach, just he has to be mahana the balabais, whatever it is. So where is the smach like to be the Rabbi Yosi like taisis? But the less brayer lachay, you have to say, is Hagufa Anudonin. They're having a machlekes how to touch up this tesefis. Do we touch up the tesefis that it's for my money? It's a tmura of my money. It's like a davisha ain like kitzva, and therefore hakol mishalek lebalamai. So do we touch up this tesefis like it's a davisha ish like kitzva, where the tesefis is something of matonami bachutz, and that memela is lishliak like Rabbi Yehuda or like Rabbi Yosi would have been yakleik, but Rabbi Yosi doesn't understand the tesefis to be like that. But that lechari, you have to do something here for taisis. But sorry, I just want to take it out. What would be like taisis if the balabais did not yet give the tesefis? He tells him, you know, this is for your money, but I'm going to give you an extra one, more than your money. Okay, he's going to give it to me, and he didn't give it. Could the Mishaleach, or the Shliach for that matter, could they be Mechayiv the Balabais to give it? Is that part of the Mekach? The fact that I paid you a dollar, really a dollar only supposed to get three candies. The Balabais told me, no, it's three candies, but I'll give you a fourth. I'll give you an extra one. Your dollar gets three, but I'll give you a fourth candy. He gave me the three. Can I be Mechayiv him to give me that fourth? That's part of the Mekach or not? Could I be mechay? Did lechayra? I don't know, and I wouldn't mind having rice at it, but lechayra, that might be gufa talin maklek Rabbi Yudim Rabbi Yaisi. Means to the extent you hold hakol bala mois, means you hold it's part of the mekach. So then I gave you the dollar, you took my dollar, so you owe me four candies. I don't care if you word it, it's three for the dollar, one extra. I don't care what you do, you know, 33% extra in this bottle of liquid soap. I don't care. The ma'ase is, that came from my dollar, so you have to give it to me. So we have to give it to me. And to the extent Rabbi Yehuda holds a kol shliach, kilu it's a matana mi bachutz. So if the seller decides to change his mind and not give the matana, maybe it's a mechusa mana and a matana, you have to know it's mu'etis, if not, meruba. But be sorry, that would be the machlek, because if it's part of the mecca or not part of the mecca.
Thank you, I don't need the matana.
Also good. Maybe an ekonomi. Maybe you could always refuse it, we'll see. Sorry? Right, so it's matana and ekonomi. It's not part of the mecca. I mean, if it's a dovish eshel kitzva, and he only gave me the amount, and he says he's going to give me something extra, so I don't know how the wording would be in the seal, but l'chayr, it's something extra, it's matana. If he wants to change on his matana, he could change his money in matana too. He doesn't have to give the matana. Sorry?
You don't look at it as a discount in the other items to be able to give you as matana.
So he's still not mechuyev to give matana. Maybe you could say you want to be chayv in America because I only did all tonight, you're going to give me the matana. All right. I want to know, let's move on, Rabbi. So let's move on. What I want to just... There's Vichna Nakuda here, which I that the Tesefis goes to the Balabais, Akola Balamois, L'chayr still needs to come on to a Din Shlichah. It's not enough to say that the Mois is Mechayvitz Tmura and it works automatically. L'chayr still need the Shlich to be on board with this. For example, let's say the Shlich would say, you know what? This Tesefis, I refuse. I'm making a Madar, I refuse to take it from my Meshaleach. Is Meshaleach Kaina? L'chayr not. Can't be a Kaina. With what is he Kaina? Never made a Maizikin. The Shlich refuses to make a Maizikin for him. L'chayr. So maybe, you're right, the shliach can't take it for himself because it's really due to the meshaleach, because it came towards his money. So maybe it belongs still to the meicha. He can't take it for himself. He refuses to take it for the meshaleach, so it should end off to stay by the meicha. Belongs to the meicha. And then whether the balabais could go mund the meicha for it will be totally on what I just said before. If it's part of the mech, not part of the mech, maybe he could mund, maybe he can't mund. And if a shliach is grad holding it, maybe he could chapa in a shibud de amnos, and the shliach has to return it to the meicha, and the meicha owes it anyway to the mishaleach, to lekeach, so maybe he can take it straight from the shliach. You have to come on to some creative thinking here, but you saw it, if the shliach refuses to take it for the mishaleach was never koinet, the meisekin was never chal. L'chayr. All right. L'chayr, that should be one pshat. I want to tie another havana, another beer in why a kol bala mois. It's a bit deeper than that. It's not pshat just that the money is mechayv et tmura. The item that she sold, the kak that she sold, is automatically mechayv the $200, even though it's only worth $100. Kishulat moi l'chayr, it was only worth $100, and it had no chance of really making the $200, or it shouldn't have made the $200. So who made the $200? The shliach made the $200. The shliach was the one who was skilled and somehow finagled an extra $100. He was the one who got that oidif, right? So why would it be a kol bala mois? So l'chayr you have to say, l'chayr you could say, I don't have to say, but l'chayr you could say, his pshat is, when you send a shliach, haguf is nichla on the shliach, is that you have to try your best on behalf of the meshaleach. That's your shlichus. You accepted upon yourself this responsibility called the shlichus. And part of that shlichus is to do whatever you can for the meshaleach. The fact that you were able to fedin more, gevaldik. You fedined more in your shlichus, which is hakol meshaleach. The shlichus fedin more. So it's only because of the shlichus that we say hakol bala mois. And I'll give you a dugma lazeh. The Gemara in Bava Metzi, the Ilum learned this in Schiyas Poyelim, in Bava Menalev. The Gemara says that if a balabai sends a shliach, hire me workers for four, and the shliach hires workers for three, and the workers accept three, they didn't realize the balabais was willing to pay more. Sava v'kibo, the workers only get three. V'yeshlem tarumis, they have tainis on the altim natay mibal, they have a taina on the shliach. Fine, so the shliach pays the workers three. And how much does the balabais now pay the shliach? Zaktashak, a paskin in Shinlam and Gimel, Zaktashak, as a shliach could also only get to three. He doesn't fadin the extra dollar. The extra dollar goes to the balabais, as a Zaktashak. Medvur like that has to be like that. Where's Shach coming from? It's a Fusha Gemara. Because the Gemara says that the Poyalim have a Taino Tarumis on the Shliach. Let's look at Timna Taimi Abayalov. To the extent the Shliach is Fadining here, how could you have a Taino on me? You wanted to Fadin? I want to Fadin too. I want to get that extra dollar. It's me against you. Why should I work for you if I can work for myself? Vaistois, the Shliach is not Fadining anything. Memele, the Poyalim are telling Shliach, what are you doing here? Timna Taimi Abayalov. The Balabais has no problem giving me four. And you're just denying, depriving me of that extra dollar for nothing. It's this, you're not getting it, so what are you doing? I'll tell them to take me. So why is the Shach coming from the Gemara? Bemis the Shach is, he was Mechavin to Meiri. The Meiri often not in the Gemara, spells it out clearly. And the Meiri says that the Shliach will only get the three, he won't get the extra dollar. Zak the Meiri, why? And I'll quote Miri, Shein loy klum al balabais, shekach dinoy shel shliach, lihishtadel b'te'eles ha-meshaleach b'chol ma she'ef shaloy. Zog to Miri, the reason why when the shliach fedins, and the case is, by the way, talking about even if the going rate of the poyalim is four, the reason why when the shliach fedin, they got more than the going rate, and was able to hide the poyalim for three, the reason why the balabais keeps the oidif, keeps the revach, is because of a svara of the Miri. This type of svarish. Still is not him the time of Allah because the Mashalek was masking to four. So why are you being a chayt of a loyloy? You still have the timna timya ba'alav. But you want to know who is zoicha in this revach? It has to be the mashleach, because every pu'ula of the shleach is avu, in that shleach is for the mashleach. So mamela here too, when the ba'akol of alamoyis is because when you're prophet, or when the amon profited, the reason ba'akol of alamoyis is because every revach in this pu'ula is for the mashleach, because she took on the shleachas, the shleach took on the shleachas, so it's b'chol mash. Whatever they could, b'chol ma'ashev shalai, is for the mashalek. So it comes on to a lumdis of shlichas.
Machlokes later on between the Yud and the Rabbanon, the cholik rabbi kotev, rabbi dami. You see over there that musik doesn't. That this maybe you'll be telling machlokes. The Yud says you should have tried to chop more revach. The Rabbanon don't like it.
So you have to know how much you're supposed to go in shtadlis b'chol ma'ashev shalai. You have to know. We have to done it. But it's a miri. It's not me. It's a miri. So the kaira from the. Skakamabai has a whole different could be. Skakamabai has a whole different basha. I'm doing my case. Skakamabai. Yeah. So all right. So what I'm trying to show you from Miri, why did Mimi need that svara for? Alamayis, why didn't he just say stam? Hakol abalamoyis, right? He had money of the mishaleach. He's hiring workers. It should be a din hakol abalamoyis. Why do you have to come onto new svara for? Vaistois, the din of hakol abalamoyis gufa is gebayt on the svara. They're supposed to be mishtada b'chol ma'ashev shalei. It's gebayt on the. On the shlichus that you accepted upon yourself, l'chayra.
No, because he had money in his hand.
Sorry?
When the shlich has money in his hand, then we say that it doesn't go to the shlich. There's extra money from the balabai in his hand.
Right.
But we never say that it goes to the shlich.
But then we have, can you guess it? His money, then you have like a
receipt. His money, you only
it's the Mishalek's money.
It's the Mishalek's
right.
Money.
Right, but here the kids happen without the money. Right? I hide the workers. It's chal without money, right? Stop my hard workers.
So how's he going to get the money?
How's who going to get the money?
The
shliach. How should the shliach keep the money?
Yeah.
What was the having me to the Miri?
No, I'm saying Miri.
Okay. See, so yeah, I have to know what having, but I'm just saying the maskonim.
That doesn't have to be the reason for the Miri. Miri could be the reason because.
But the Miri says about it because he was also be mishtadu b'talis mishalei b'kol ma'ashev shalei. So you see, he came on. Now you can say maybe the case of the Miri is different because the Balabai said Lahed Yafua, so Kili he was already Mavata on the extra dollar. Now maybe he needs to come on to a new Svara, but in our Sugya, where the Yisayim and the Mishalech was never cut a certain amount, so they were never Mavata on the Revak, so maybe then it's Hakol HaBalamai is even without this extra Svara. Maybe. But I just think, right now we have two different Biyurim why Hakol HaBalamai is either because the Mekach, the Mois alone, is Mechaif Tmurasan, as long as it's part of the Mekach, or it's Gebait on the Pasha. I was makabu shlich. So in the shlich, I have to be mishtadu b'chol ma'ashev shalai.
The Rambam Bakamish tells you by Echidim and Sayer, and he tells you this sugi of the right, and his version of chokim over there would be mashma like the original child. He's learned the reason why it's chokim because it's, you know, it's the child what's making the rebbe. Tells this sugi.
Good.
So you see that he's learning that he's learning this svara.
By davishayin lakiza, davishayish lakiza. I'm talking about Dov Shein Lekitzur. I'm talking about Dov Shein Lekitzur. I call up Ala Mois. What's the lumdis? All right, let's move on, Rabbi Yisai. There's a lot here today. Let me give you a story. Dailam, I'm sure, saw the story ready. What would be if you have a case? Nisana HaMoicha, a Moicha sells something. He was supposed to sell it for 20 and he was shortchanged. He only sold it for 10. It's Yisim Mishtos. It's Pito Mekak Yisim Mishtos. By the time he got around to the Lekeach, to be Mavata, the Mekak, the Lekeach already sold it to somebody else, also for 20. So he did well for himself. Or maybe he sold it for more. He sold it for 30. He sold it for 40. He did well. So now the Moicha says, okay, it's a bit of Mecca. Give me back my item. Lekeach says, I already sold it off. So the Moicha said, Obezoi, so give me the money that you sold it off for. You made a killing. You sold it off to someone else for 30. So give me the 30. Could the Shliach tell the Moicha, look, your item was only worth 10. Your item was only worth 20. I'll give you the extra 10 that I shortchanged you, Lechakila. You'll get your 20. And everything above the 20, I'm going to keep. That's my doing, not your doing. I did it, my charitzis, my ishtadlis. I was the one of Fadin. Why should you get my work, my hard work? I invested my koiches, I Fadin. I should keep it. So this is Machlekes, Mishpachalim, and Erech Shai. The Mishpachalim says, the Ein Lemoicha, only it's Shavius. He only gets the 20. He doesn't get above that. And everything that was fadin by the charitzas v'shtadlus of the lekeach belongs to the lekeach. He brings the raya from the Chubisri Megash Ki Yidua in Kuf Chav Ches. It's brought down in the Shittim Bav Metzias Amachei. The Rim Megash says a similar case, not I know, but by Ribis, where a seller sells something b'hamtana. Really, it's worth 10, and he sells a b'hamtana for 15. Let's say. And that's a no-no, that's ribbis, because if you buy it now, it's 10. And the only reason why I'm charging extra is because you're paying me ba'akov, you're paying me later on, so that's ribbis. So the lekeach doesn't pay the moich, he's now allowed to pay the moich more than the 10, that would be ribbis. So the moich says, obezoi, you're breaching the deal. The deal was, I'm only willing to give you the ba'akov if you're giving me 15. You're not giving me 15, it's a mekach tois, so I want back my chefetz. And the karam is like, my gosh, it's a mekach tois. But if the lekeach already sold it to somebody else for a profit, he only gives the seller his 10, he can't give him more, that's all his value is, and everything that was done, the Siba of this Reva came with Siba of Charitzusa, Vishtadlusa, shall this Lekeach, and it's ain't a bidin that the Moicha should profit on the Tircha of the Shtadlus of this Lekeach. Mamel the Lekeach keeps everything above the 10.
What can you do about the second Mecca? How can he be about the chaos method, which is a
bit of method? Maybe he could. Maybe the guy's gone. He's in China. Maybe he's a guy. I don't know. He's gone. Fine. That's the Rimagash. Zokta Mishpachal and Zetman Fandanen. You see from there that everything that the Shliach, that the Lekeach makes through his Shtadlus v'charitzis will belong to the Lekeach and does not belong to the Moicha. Memel Huadim Bayano, if Nisana HaMoicha and he wants a tiny bit of Mekach and the Lekeach already flipped it at a profit, that extra profit will belong to the Lekeach and not the Moicha. All right, that's the Rimagash, the Mishpachal. Comes along the Erech Shai and argues and says, no, Hakol LaMoicha. And he says that which Rebbe Magash says, not a kol lemoicha, is only because the Rebbe Magash has a problem with ribbis. But in a chnami, without the din ribbis, avada the Rebbe Magash would be moida, that everything will go lebal lemois. So you have to know why then is there din ribbis. If it deserves to go to kol lebal lemois, why is there ribbis? He mutches, he says, you find that concept that even though it's bedin by Zenem Zachosa, but still you have to pay, otherwise it'll be a ribbis thing. He's mamsi a new halach in ribbis. That's a very nice Erech Shai. Zokta Erech Shai, what's my raya? How do I know there has to be a kol lebal lemois? Fushi gemara. The gemara says by amono, shemar kushav amono b'masayim, hakol lebal lemois. So zotu here with the lekeach sold, shav amono b'masayim, so to speak, havad, it's going to be a kol lebal lemois. Will be a kol lemoicha. So where was the Mishana? Okay, fine. We're going to about. Okay, let's get there. Let's get there. Fine. Zokta Mishpat Shalom on the Raya. Zokta Mishpat Shalom, you're right that, first of all, what you're tining in the Rimagash is not true. If you look in the Rimagash, he says at Lahedya that his halacha is even if someone will take the Chefetz Mechaver and sells it, Avada, the person, the rightful owner doesn't have a right to the profit that this quasi-Gazlan did. Avada. And it's, you see, it has nothing to do with ribbis. even if you can get out of that raya, but you look in the lashon of the Rimagash. Rimagash is clear. The Rimagash says a lashon. We can't be mechayiv him. How do we could be mechayiv him? Just we have a zaitik, a problem, a ribbis, a new hamtzah called ribbis. It sounds like the Rimagash. It's bedin. The balabais doesn't deserve that profit that the shliach was marviach. Aye, what do you do with the raya? What do you do with the raya from Amono? The Eruk Shai is right from Amono. So like the Mishra Shom, it's Shkain Raya. Why? When do we say Akola Baal Amois? If the Shliach is doing something Namal, and Batsim, any yo-yo could sell this item which is worth 100 for 200. I'm not sure the Mitzvah is, but that's the case. So then Avada Akola Baal Amois. But the case of the Rim Megash, or the case I'm talking about, Zakta Mishra Shom, is talking about with the Shliach, there's a charitzis nadir, mamish, unusual charitzis that other people couldn't have done, and not everyone could do such a charitzis, and Mamedla, I'm entitled to the Revach for that extra charitzis that I did. And then Zakta Mishra Shom. So now he's cut our Gemara, cut it down to size. Our whole Gemara, Kol Baal Amois, is only Pashas talking about when it was normal that everyone could have done this. But if the Amon was Tichtig, and the Kanaim Yeshua keep the rest. Doesn't say it in the Mishnah, not in the Gemara, not in Shulchan Aruch, not in the Yisikalim. But it's a sad. Sorry?
Karka, we know
it's Shavakol Kesef. That's a Shavakol Kesef. Not the Dinoi Noah, but Matal also does a Noah. It has to do, but is it Charitzis Nadir or not? I'll have to find out. Could I also have sold it for 200 or not? If I can't, then she deserves the Revach. If I could. Shavakol Kesef is. Even if it's a Svara, but it's a Matthias. Good. All right. So now what's this Svara of the Mishpat Shalom? How do we understand the Svara of the Mishpat Shalom? Let's dissect this svara. If you're learning like the first on the beer, that the beer is that the mekach is mechayiv its tmura, even if the shliach did the work. But lamai said the mekach is mechayiv tmura. What do I care that the shliach did more work? He did even more work. He did even more charitzes. Lamai said the mekach is mechayiv its tmura, and that's why I call about lamai is a chari here too. I mean, unless you matchik that a mekach is only mechayiv its tmura if everyone had the ability to sell that mekach for that revach. So memela, it's like ilu the mekach is oimid for that tmura. Mashenket, if you need some special charitzes, then the mekach is not mechayiv that tmura. It's a bit more difficult. Okay, that's you should have said that. It doesn't say that. I'm gonna have to patch. Well, yeah. I have to know Yoyit. Give Shvach. I'll give different amounts. I don't give the full amount. We'll have to know how much your tirch is. I don't know. That means. Why should he be worth the whole amount? Maybe I'll give him half. Maybe I'll give him three quarters. Maybe I'll give him a third. You're right. So how much would I hire a guy to be so tichtig? The whole amount? No, because then why do I fadin? No, I wouldn't fadin. There's a going rate. Whatever the going rate would be, that's what I would give him. But he doesn't say that. He says, "Hein lechayvas, it's his. How can you take his charitz of ishtablis?" All right. If you would have learned like the second beer, it's much more geschmack. Why? Because the second beer's proud is, it's all bekoyach, what was nichol in the shlichas that I was makabel. It's you talking, I was makabel or shlichas, you could say. I was makabel or shlichas, in nichol my shlichas, what's namal that a shlichas to wife. But the extra special over lefnimishes that in charitzes v'shtazes that I did has nothing to do with my kabbalah sashlikas l'kachila. So that's not shaykh to the balabais. That's my own extra teicha that I tabbed on. I have das when I was makabel my shlikas. I have das to do whatever for the balabais. What's namal in the shlikas? But what's extra in the shlikas? That's me. That's not. Look around. No one else would be able to do that. That's.
I'm half deaf. What I'm doing here is only what the mouth and the shalei.
By the way, Baruch, I want to explain this. I want to tell you something. That you have to say saivi. Because otherwise, how do you have a makhlek rebuta? What was his das? Was his das from Meshalek? His das from himself. There it is. His das was whatever his das is supposed to be. If it's supposed to be Meshalek, my das from Meshalek. Supposed to be Meshalek, it's for the Shalek. Zakrab Yaisi, your das should have been for the Meshalek, so if it's a Meshalek, Zakrab Yida should have been for the Shalek, so then you could keep it. No, but still, what was. Ask the Shalek, what was he Mechavin when he picked up the Chavitz? What was he Mechavin?
Anything extra for me.
Then Lekuliam has to go to Shalek. Can't go to Mishalek. There was no Maisi Kinyan for the Mishalek. So you go back to the seller. How could Mishalek get it? I was never Mechavin to be Kinyan for him. So Teretz is, his das was whatever the Kinyan is supposed to be, he's supposed to be. And now comes all my clickers. What was the Kinyan supposed to be for? All right, that's what I have to say.
Because
Saivi's not acting. Oh, one second. Excellent, one second. Very good. Fine. The problem is very good. The problem is, is that Be'etzim, if you go like the second pshat, then the whole thing Heipsech Nishton. You don't need anything. The whole sugya is only talking about where you're a shliach. So Nichlal Kabbalah Shlicha is that you're going to work B'chol Ma'asheh Efshalei Zaktimiri L'shtadu B'chol Ma'asheh Efshalei V'toyvus HaMeshaleach. Over here, the case of the Rimagash was a Toyis Kosaribis, a Toyis Mimega Kosaribis. In the case of the Mishpat Shalom and Erech Shai, was a Toyis Mimega Kosavaino. When the Lekech sold it off, the Lekech thought that he's making the money. He didn't realize that it belongs to the Mechir. He thought the Mechir was Kayim, and everything was glad, and he was buying it for himself. He never, ever, ever was Makabal Ashlichis from the Mechir. So he was never being Meshabin himself to be Mishtadl for this Mechir. So how in the world? It makes no sense. If you go like the Gemara, it makes no sense what their whole Machlek is this. It should be for the Meshaleach. Shouldn't be even make the, holding the Heipsach Nishan. The whole Sugya, right? Even the Mishpashon is muddy to the Erech Shai. If there's no extra Charit of the Shtadlis, it belongs to the Meshaleach. Because I call the Balamois. He just cuts the Sugya down and says the Sugya is only to one without extra Charitzes. Whole thing doesn't start. The whole Sugya is talking about when you're doing a Shlichus. You're not doing a Shlichus. I've had a call a Shliach. He was never mishtadl for the Meshaleach. I've had the whole Rebbech. And if you look in the Rimagash's Lashon, it's very geschmack. The Rimagash says, I mean, come at that. The Rimagash says, where is it? She'en l'chai v'yisai shi'itu lo'y ma'ashabo lo'y rech mitrat z'riyusu v'ishtadlusai. Why not? Levi she'enu misharsai. I'm not your shliach. I'm not your misharis. So I'm not your Mesharis, and you don't deserve the Charitzes. If I would have been your Shliach, I'd have deserved the Charitzes v'shtadlis, even the extra Charitzes v'shtadlis I might have done. But I'm not your Mesharis. So if I'm not your Shliach, I've added Hakol belongs to me, and nothing to do with the Sugya and Amana. I want to take it, Rabbi Zeh, to a next step. And this I hold is like, Stam makes them Merav Sinigre. Let's play it out. There was a Mekach Toys, which is what you were married. There was a Mekach Toys. So the Meich is being Chayz Ala Mekach. Because it was either Ribbis or you know Yais Mishus, so it's a bit of Mekach. So what happens? The Shlich has to take the Chayfiz, has to take the Chayfiz and give it back to the Meich. He was an Oynis, a Shoigig, an Oynis, he didn't know. He took the Chayfiz and sold it off to somebody else. Rekiviyeg as a child, should be Mechayv him for Mazik. No, he had a right, let's say. He didn't realize, he should have done it, he could have done it. But Be'etzim, what did he really do? Now that we know the truth, and the Meich was Mevato Mekel Mefreya, what did he do? He sold the Brooklyn Bridge to somebody. But he's not Brooklyn, so he doesn't own the bridge. So Memela, he sold somebody else's Chayfiz, he nared somebody up. There was no Mechira Bechlal. The money, the Mehem Mekach that he got, Zichikim belonged to the Meshalek or the Shliach, has to go back to the buyer. Elamai, the buyer can't be found. Or let's say the buyer was a guy. Or let's say the buyer was a guy. I'm in it. Or let's say the buyer was a guy and he wants to give back to the money to the buyer, but he doesn't have to. Let's say it's blibes a toys hakim because he wasn't matim. He didn't realize he did a bainis. So it's a regular Avedis hakim, a toys hakim, it's a mitziah. Finders keepers. I'm the finder. I'm the shliach. I'm the lokech. I found it. What does it have to do with the Mekach? What does it have to do with Elsei Hakol HaBalamais? Hakol HaBalamais is when the mechir is chal and there's a tmuru for the chayfet. So you want to know, does it belong to me because my tech, my revach, or does it belong to the mashalek? Because the mice was tmuru says chayfet. This wasn't tmuru says chayfet. There was no Mekach. The Mekach wasn't chal. I want to know if I'll go over to the person and sell him the Brooklyn Bridge. We also said that the money belongs to Brooklyn. It makes no sense. Let me play it out, give you a wilder mashal. I take your bat, unbeknownst to you, I steal your bat, and I go over to a guy, and I threaten to beat the living daylights at him if he doesn't give him matana. You want a matana? Sure, no problem. He gives him the matana. Does that matana belong to the bala bat? That's what I did. I took a bat, I pretended to sell him a bat that doesn't exist. There was no bat, there was no mechira, nothing happened, and I got money. That money belongs to the owner of the bat? That makes sense. What's going on? There was no mechira. How could it be a kol balamois? The whole sugya heipsach nishtan.
This can't be zechiyah. Now that the chayvitz is not around.
What's zechiyah? I took it for myself. Clearly, I took it for myself. Why in the world should it belong to balamois? There was no balamois. There was no mekach. Everything should belong to me. Just I have to pay back the balamois, whatever the shavis is.
The guy gave the money.
It's like I stole his chayfets, maybe b'shoigeg, so I'll have to pay him for whatever I took from him.
He gave the money instead of the chayfets. The buyer gave the money for the chayfets to the balabat.
But there was no chayfets. And I bought, your case, I want to know, I sold him the Brooklyn Bridge. He gave the money for the Brooklyn Bridge. I have to now report it to Brooklyn. Where that call about a mice? There was no mekach. Makes no sense. Okay. Fine. So let's go. Okay, Rabbi, so we're running out of time. Let me go further. We'll touch on this point. Comes along the Erech Shai, and he's Moisef Nocha Raya. He has another Raya. And this Raya is against this last Svara. His Raya is, I have a Mufush Rama in Shin Samakim Mosef Yod. Reuven rents a house from somebody. He is now allowed, he's not supposed to sublet it to somebody else, but he does so, and he sublets it at a profit. Mahadin, who owns that Revach? Zokta Rama. He had no right to sublet the house, so Mamela, the Revach, belongs to the Baal HaBayis, not to the tenant. Zok the Nesivis, he marshals them, the Nesivis and Shunan Vav Sivkan Dala, based on this Ramah, who did, if a Ganav steals a Chafetz and sells it to somebody else for a profit, that whole profit belongs to the Nignav. Why? Zok the Nesivis, a new Svara. How could you profit on my item? A new tzvara. He's mamzi a whole new cheshbon here. Memela is time today, even if the mechir is not kal. Again, if you steal a chevet, you sell a vada, the mechir is not kal. But still, whatever revach there was, goes to the nignav, goes to the balabais, because keitzad yatz eschoyer b'parasa shechaveroi. So it's a merit to chinu ledin. That there's a new tzvara, why a kal of alamai? It's not like the two birum I said before. A new tzvara. Ketzad Yasset says, Chayr Barasa Shechaver. As I tie it to Nesivis. Nesivis says, it's talking about a case where once the Nigna finds out about it, he's writes about Mekach. So Memela the Mekach is Chal, and Memela, Ketzad Yasset says, Chayr Barasa Shechaver. I tie it to Nesivis. The Mishpat Shalom again does the same. I mean, not again, if you look at Mishpat Shalom, here is where he actually says this Svara, that you know when we say that the Hakol Loganev, and when you know when the Ramah says Hakol Loschir Zabalabayis, is when you didn't have extra Cheritzes Veshtalas. But if you have extra Cheritzes Veshtalas, then they would also be made like the Rimagai Shadavada belongs to the Seicher or belongs to the Ganev. As I tell you, Mishpat Shalom. And what I want to bring out is if you look at Mishpat Shalom, he never addressed the Raya from Almona. Kilo, he understands his raya from Ketzad Yasa, but he holds that Ketzad Yasa is not Mechayev, extra Chavitza Vishtadlis. But Amana, he didn't even have to answer Bechlau. Amana works by itself. And if you look in Kuf Pei Gimel Seif Simifov, there Mishpat Shalom asks from the Rimagash, from our Sugya, from Amana, and he says, Hamayin Yesh Leashev V'Kitzarati. It's like Pashat. You just look and you'll see that it's Pashat. I'm just suggesting that the Mishpat Shalom also held like the Svara I said before, that the whole din of Hakol Baal HaMois is only Bikoyach Shlichus. Like I said before, when there's no Shlichus, Avado, there's no din of Hakol Baal HaMois. And when there is Shlichus, then even Charitas Veshtadlis, Avado, even extra would belong to the Meshaleach. And that's why the Gemara was not Mechalik, the one that did extra Charitas Veshtadlis and not, and the Poiskim weren't Mechalik, and everything gets Kibshutai. His whole Chilik was only here when it doesn't pass the din. And coming on to a new svar, the Ketzad Yasa, Zokta Mishpat Shalom, Ketzad Yasa only passes when you're doing something normal. So that's Parasa Shechaveri. But if you're doing something abnormal, Charitzis Nedira, that extra thing is not Parasa Shechaveri, that's your para. It's your status that was Marviach that. Mamela, you'll be entitled to the extra. I just want to shtel on this Nesivis. What in the world is Nesivis talking about? The Nignav later on is maskim to the Mechira Sadeh Faketzad Yasa. B'shas Maisa, when the Ganav sold the Chefetz, he sold it Shalai B'shus, he was an unauthorized sale. It's L'chavasai Shal Chaveroi, there's no Din Zechiyah. I don't really care, quite frankly, if later on the Nignav says, Gevaldik, you did a great job. Mechira is never Chal. He had no ability to sell it. He was not a Shalik to sell it. He had no authorization to sell it. Later on, it can't work. But it has to be chal somehow. Okay, we could done that. I'll bring you a raya to this. And I'll bring you a raya. Because we're bringing you a raya from the Ramon Shin Samakim Usef Yod. The Mechabe says, punk faket. Mechabe has a case that if I go ahead and I rented you the Brooklyn Bridge. I didn't sell it to you, but I rented you the Brooklyn Bridge. You could go drive on this bridge whenever you want. You don't have to ever pay tolls on it. No problem. I rent you the bridge. And I mamish rented for a killing. Let's say, Chveis, I rented you the Verizon. The Verizon charged, I don't know, already $12, $13. I rented you for $20. Mamish did gewaldig. Zokta Mechaba, Halacha Lamaisa, Zokta Mechaba, even if this Nar, who rented from me the Verizanu bridge, already paid me the $20, I don't have to give that money to the Verizano, to the owner. Not only that, the Nar doesn't have to give $20 to the owner. He only gives Masha Shava Bashuk, Masha Seicher Macherim. But the extra doesn't belong to the Balabais. Why? Because the Schiris never was Chal. The Balabais, Verzanu, said, I would love to rent it to you for 20. He could stand on his head and spit wood and nickels. It was never Chal. Because Bashas Maisa, the guy had no ability to rent somebody else's Chafetz, even if the guy later on would be Maskim. So the Schiris was never Chal. Memela, whatever Hanoi got out of it is only Masha Seichem Achayrim, not like your Svara. It's Mufurish, not like the Nisivis.
Because over there, the Seichem doesn't have any security. If the Baal Bayis never gave him a kinyan, he doesn't have any security. He might get kicked out the next day.
Let's say he rented it. Let's say the Baal Bayis is masking right. Let's say the Baal Bayis is masking right now to give him the security. He's masking right now.
That's not secure. He could have not been masking.
So the Baal Bayis by Chavitz could also not be masking and ears back for the Chavitz.
I own it or not.
So you don't own this. I want back the chafetz. So I take back the chafetz. Okay, one second. I'm running out of time. Besaid, we'll talk afterwards. What's the machlekes mechab and Rama? So what pshat? So what's the chiluk between the mechab and Rama? Obviously they're not arguing. Both of them are talking. Both of them are coming from the Muki Yosef, the same Mukar. Obviously Muki Yosef is not Soyser himself. So the teretz is poshut. If I'm renting you the Brooklyn Bridge, so I have nothing in the Brooklyn Bridge to rent to you, so nothing was chal. But if I rented the house from you already, I rented from Brooklyn the bridge, and I want to sublet it, and b'etzem I have a schus ishtamshus in the Brooklyn Bridge, and I have a schus payrus in it, and b'soide, when I rent it further sublet it, b'etzem the schirs is chal. No, vos, I shouldn't have done it l'chachila. Moshal, seichem mechaveh ve'vishal acher. You have no right to be mashal someone else's chavis, but if you do, it's chal. So it's chal, I shouldn't have done it, but it is chal. So now that the deal was chal, now we'll invoke the svar of Keti Yatzes Eschei Barash Shechaver. But if it's not chal, because I'm a ganef, I have nothing in the bridge, and I'm a ganef, so nothing's chal, so avada, nothing belongs to the owner, because nothing was chal. And avada, any revach will belong to me. If I could steal the money, if I could run off with this Toyes Hakam, then it will belong to me, because nothing was chal. I found the Divrei Chaim Baruch Hashem. The Divrei Chaim Niski Mom and Seif Simen Aleph has mamish this chayfet to this tier. I take your chayfet and I sell to someone else for a profit. Klet the Divrei Chaim, and he says a dava poshit that avado. Even though I, the ganav, was marviach, it's a dava poshit that the nignav is not entitled to my money, and I won't have to pay the nignav for the hanah that he was mahanim me for letting him sell. So to speak, letting. He didn't let me, but for being mahanami that I was able to sell his chefetz all for a profit. He didn't even entertain a tzad of Keita Yatzchir Barash Shekaveh. His whole shayla was only that maybe I should have to pay the balabais kasvahano. But for Keita Yatzchir, he didn't even have that. He never dava poshir avada hako ubi to the shliach. Mamela, if you want, if I can have 2 more minutes. Okay, I'll try 1 more minute. The Yad Raman Baba Basram Pei Chesam Anav Oizku Chaval of Lechari seemingly does say like the Nesivis that if I take your Chayfetz Amanas Lavakra and I sell it off to someone else before I decided to keep it myself, Zok the Yad Raman, then the profit will go to the owner of Ketzad Yasa. But if I over there, it's because it was a cut the amount of money for the thing, and maybe the Mechir was Chal. But even when the Mechir is not Chal, Lo Mitzinu, you could invoke this for Ketzad Yasa Chir Barash Chir. It doesn't make any sense. There was no parasite. There's no square, that nothing happened. Memela avada kol should be the shliach. Perhaps to get back, back to our tape story. If I take it was coin in between, so you're talking that I'd be entitled to the profit. But if I just had that migoy, but I never invoked it, so then the Yad Rama says I have a new svara without the din shliach. I have a new svara. Keita yatzes eschei baras shechare. So come place back to our sugya. We have either the dama is mechayev akol abalamois, or the vod is because of the shliach as makabel, so that revak belongs to abalamois, or now a whole new svara like the nesivus and erek shai because of keita yatzes eschei baras shechare. All right, Rabbi, we ran out of time.